Hello, this is Paula with the Vermilion County News on Thursday, December 12, 2019. We'll start with a story that is titled Remembering the Sacrifices, Wreaths, Ceremonies, Honors, Warriors, and Families. This is written by Mary Wyckoff in Danville, and there's a picture of decorated graves stand in the icy cold during a past Wreaths Across America ceremony at the Danville National Cemetery in Danville. The annual Wreaths Across America ceremony is a message to families that their warriors have not been forgotten. We're not doing this for the veterans who have passed away, said Tammy Williams, coordinator of the local ceremony. We're doing it for all the families who are still here, so the families know we haven't forgotten their sacrifices. The ceremony will start at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Danville National Cemetery at 1900 East Main Street. Williams said 2,646 wreaths will be placed at veterans' graves, and some ceremonial wreaths will be presented during the event. The number is down from last year's 4,113 wreaths due to a drop in donations and a shortage of volunteers to help with fundraising. The wreaths fundraiser gets much of its money from its summer bucket drop, which usually brings in about $10,000. This year, however, there weren't enough volunteers to work at all the sites, and about $600 was collected. I'm disappointed, but I realize donations are down across the country, Williams said. I'm hoping next year's donations will be in a better shape, and we have enough volunteers to do the bucket drop. At the ceremony, keynote speaker will be State Representative Senator Scott Bennett, Democrat from 52nd District. The ceremony will start with a welcome by Anton McBride, who is in charge of the Danville National Cemetery. The American Legion Post 210 Honor Guard will present the colors. Jerry Limp, chaplain with the Patriot Guard, will give the invocation, and Kurt Kaiser will sing the national anthem. The ceremonial wreaths will be presented by the Patriot Guard, American Legion Riders, Danville High School Junior ROTC Cadets, and the 342nd CBRN Company of Urbana. People will lay wreaths representing the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Merchant Marines. There also will be a PTSD wreath in honor of the late Ricky Daly Sr., and a wreath to honor those afflicted by Agent Orange in honor of Larry Ray, Vietnam War from 1966-67. A POWMIA wreath will be presented by the Gail Cronkite family in memory of Harry Cronkite, a World War II veteran whose name will return to the National Cemetery soon. Gold Star family members will place wreaths in honor of fallen servicemen and women, including Kenneth Nichols, Jr., David Otto, Seth Miller, Francis Trussell, Jr., Justin Penrod, Joshua Witzman, Zachary Parton, Jessica Covey, and Charlie Lamb, and three who's lost their battle with PTSD, Todd Hawk, Tyler Wilson, and Aaron Merrill. The ceremony will end with a benediction by Miles Clark, taps by Rick Daly Jr. and Jerry Limp, and retiring of colors by the Legion Post 210 Honor Guard. The 294 boxes of wreaths arrived this week in a semi-truck, which was given a police escort. About the Wreaths Across America, Wreaths Across America is a 501c3 nonprofit organization founded to continue and expand the annual wreath laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery begun by Maine businessman Morrill Worcester in 1992. The organization's mission, Remember, Honor, Teach, is carried out in part each year by coordinating wreath-laying ceremonies in December at Arlington, as well as at more than 1,200 veterans' cemeteries and other locations in all 50 states and beyond. Danville National Cemetery has almost 11,000 grave sites, and Williams's dream is to completely cover the cemetery one day. In 2017, a record 5,900 wreaths were purchased. This is Danville's 13th year participating in the program. The cemetery serves veterans within a radius of 75 miles. Next year's ceremony will be at 11 a.m. December 19th. The deadline has passed to buy wreaths for this year. All donations now will go to the 2020 ceremony. Next story is titled DACC Receives Grant to Fund Work Skills Program, and this is written by Carol Rome in Danville. Danville Area Community College has been awarded a grant that will help prepare unemployed and underemployed adults to enter the workforce, as well as help students to complete college. Earlier this week, the Illinois Community College Board awarded DACC a $250,000 bridge and innovation grant to fund the college's innovative transition program. DACC received the fourth highest amount of the 32 grants awarded and was the only college to receive such a grant. Only community college to receive such a grant. Operations Vice President Kim Thurman, Executive Vice President David Keatsman, Dean Laura Williams, and Assistant Vice President Brian Hensgen teamed up to design the program. The primary focus will be on unemployed and underemployed adults, but the program will also assist incumbent workers who need to upgrade skills to remain employed, as well as student veterans, Thurman said. Hensgen said the grant would cover the program during the next two semesters through December of 2020. The grant will fund essential skills, life skills training for three different types of DACC students. The first are those who are simultaneously earning their high school equivalency, GED, as well as job credentials, such as in a certified nursing assistant program. The second group is the job seekers who need short-term technical skills training prior to employment. And the third group is college graduates who need to be prepared for success in the working world. Essential skills, life skills has become a concern among local employers who say today's job seekers lack a practical understanding of how to be successful employees. Employers say they see many employees who lack what is called soft skills or life skills. They say many employees are not adequately prepared to understand how to hold and keep a job or to advance in a job to a supervisory level. The grant will address essential skills training by funding a two-hour corporate education program that Director Stephanie Yates developed in collaboration with area business leaders. The program addresses both personal ethic and work ethic and crosses all industry sectors. A not-her component includes offering transition wraparound services that will be used to assist DACC students to navigate from the Adult Education Integrated Career and Pathway System, known as ICAPS, program to employment to complete short-term essential and technical skills training and transition to employment, and to provide students support services to students transitioning from credit programs to employment. In addition to teaching essential skills, it can help with supportive services, Thurman said of the program. It could be anything. We don't know what obstacles a student might face, but we want to help them get over the hump to graduate and into employment. The last thing we want is for students to drop out in the last semester because of a life situation, Hengson said. This program will give them the wraparound support and help with things like tuition, books, fees, childcare, mileage, reimbursement, or supplies. The Innovative Transitions Program activities and services include quality accelerated career pathways for all students using intensive case management, essential employability skills training, industry locally recognized stackable credentials, supplies and necessary equipment, supportive services, work-based learning, and exiting the program with unsubsidized employment. Next story is titled District 118 Ratifies Two Contracts. This is written by Carol Rome in Danville. The Danville District 118 School Board on Wednesday ratified two contracts, one with the district's custodians and the other with the district's food service workers. Both are three-year contracts that will be retroactive to July 1st and run through June 30th of 2022. The contracts already have been ratified by custodial and food service union members. The custodial contract covers 54 custodians, maintenance, and warehouse workers. The average pay raise will be 5% the first year, 4% the second year, and 4% the third year. The food service worker contract covers 82 staff, including 58 kitchen helpers, 10 monitors, and 11 assistant managers. The average pay raise for the kitchen helpers and assistant managers will be 5% the first year, 4% the second, and 4% the third year. Kitchen monitors will receive, on average, a 4% raise all 3 years. Both contracts include a slight increase in insurance premiums that the employees will have to pay. The board also approved a salary increase for the district's non-union kitchen managers. The raises for the kitchen managers coincide with the raises for the food service staff. Also on Wednesday, board members heard from Southview Upper Elementary School fifth grade teacher Darius Hightower, who said that although the school has not been a middle school for 3 years, the school's outdoor signage has not been changed and Southview is missing from the D118 web store on the district's official website. "Why doesn't this reflect who we are?" she asked. "It matters to me, it matters to the staff, and it matters to the students." They also approved the graduation dates for Northridge Middle School and Danville High School. Northridge's 8th grade promotion is tentatively set for 6 p.m. on May 28th at the David S. Palmer Arena, with the alternate date in case of snow days being at 6 p.m. June 2nd. The high school's tentative graduation date is 3 p.m. May 24th at Palmer Arena, with the alternate date being May 31st. They also reviewed new DHS course offerings, including a college prep math course, a new chamber ensemble in music, a botany class in science, two dual enrollment social study classes, Western Civilization 1 and 2, and an introduction to family and food services in career and technical education. DHS students would take the college prep math course for free at DHS rather than paying to take a remedial math course if they attend DACC. The two dual enrollment classes would earn DHS students college credit while they are still in high school. A new introduction to family and food service class would reinstate a course next year that would be similar to home economics, which ended at DHS 23 years ago. The course will look at four different aspects the first year, and based on popularity and student feedback, it could be expanded. The four areas the new class will cover are nutrition, sanitation and wellness, food resources and preparation, family dynamics and development, and visual and apparel merchandising and hospitality foundations. 1996 was the last home economics class, board member Lon Henderson said. The push was for technology, and the home economics area was going to be used for a computer lab. "We've been 23 years without a program, and the community has been trying to fill the void ever since," he said. Curriculum Director Mary Ellen Bunton said the new program would provide students with skills for everyday life, plus they can earn an Illinois Food Handler Certificate, which will make them employable. They also approved to proceed with bid specs for digital sound and LED lighting at DHS's Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. The Danville Public School Foundation asked District 118 to match a $125,000 donation from the foundation to replace the lighting and sound system. Foundation Executive Director Bob Rickard said DHS Choral Director Jeff Thomas inquired about the foundation assisting with upgrading the lighting and sound systems in the auditorium. The foundation is on schedule to receive a sizable bequest from Julius Hegler, he said, adding the late Hegler was a proponent of Danville schools. "The auditorium is the best performance facility in the state," Richard said. "This is a wonderful way to honor Mr. Hegler." They also approved hiring Reefsteck, Reed & Company, Architects of Champaign, as the district's architect of record, and to begin work on a 10-year health life safety plan for the district. They also adopted the district's 2019 tax levy. The district set its tax rate at $5.47 per $100 equalized assessed evaluation, known as EAV, which is the same rate as the district levied at this year. The county assessor estimates there would be a slight increase of 0.62% in the district's EAV for 2019. If the EAV goes up, the tax rate would go down, and therefore the district wouldn't be asking for any more money from the taxpayers, business director Heather Smith said. Smith based the district's proposed tax levy payable in 2020 on a 4% increase in EAV, so the maximum levy amount can be captured for the district's restricted funds. Restricted funds inside the education fund, operation and maintenance fund, bonds fund, transportation fund, working cash fund, and fire prevention and safety fund. Okay, now we'll run through the obituaries. Rosario Perez, 64, of Danville, passed away with his family by his side at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center on December 10th at 7:40 p.m. A massive Catholic burial for Rosario will be held at 10 p.m. Monday, December 16th at Holy Family Catholic Church at 444 East Main Street in Danville. Father Stephen Loftus will officiate. Burial will be in Resurrection Cemetery in Danville. Visitation will be held from 2 to 4 Sunday, December 15th, with a 1:30 rosary service prior at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. First Class Jack Benson Van Zandt, United States Marine Corps, passed away originally from Danville. Doesn't say the actual date, but a celebration of life service will be held on Tuesday, December 17th at 1 p.m. at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville at 3940 North Vermilion Street with full military honors. Visitation will be held from noon to 1 p.m. prior to the service at the funeral home. Reinterment will be in Sunset Memorial Park with full military rights accorded by the United States Marine Corps. If inclined, memorial contributions to the history flights would be very welcome to help further excavations all over the world where our young men and women have fought and shed their blood to protect our freedom. Send to History Flights, 317 William Street, Suite 1, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 22401, or by phone at 202-498-4447 or online at historyflight.com. Dorothy Ann Wilson, 92, of Danville, passed away at 8:20 a.m. December 3rd at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. A celebration of life memorial service will be at 3 p.m. Thursday, December 12th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville, with Bud McMasters officiating. Visitation will be from 1 to 3 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials in Dorothy's memory may be made to the Vermilion County Kickapoo Trail Project. The trail matches her old route, riding the interurban to party at the Inman Hotel. Merlin Roth, 87, of Quincy, originally from Attica, Indiana, died at 6:10 p.m. Saturday, December 7th. And in Blessing Hospital. Services are at noon on Wednesday, December 11th at Melrose Chapel with Reverend Sidney Growcroft and Reverend Nancy Wilson officiating. Graveside services at 2 p.m. on Thursday, December 12th at Maple Grove Cemetery in Milford, Illinois. Visitation 10 to noon on Wednesday, December 11th. Memorials at Melrose Chapel, Quincy Humane Society, or Greenville College. Dorothy Carpenter, 92, of Danville, died Tuesday, December 10th at home. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Kruger Cone Pape Funeral Home at Crematory at 10 East William Street in Danville. And Robert M. Marvin Ferris, Sr., 90, of Westville, passed away December 9th at Pleasant Meadows Senior Living in Chrisman. A celebration of Bob's life will be at 2 p.m. Saturday, December 14th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 414 South State Street in Westville, with family sharing. Visitation will be from 1 to 2 p.m. Saturday prior to the service at the funeral home. He will be laid to rest in Sunset Memorial Park in Danville. Okay, the next story is titled, Alderman Approved Additional Sewer Project Costs. This is written by Jennifer Bailey in Danville. While there is no firm date on rebidding the project or hearing about a loan, city officials feel confident with the steps moving forward on the Northwest Sanitary Sewer Service Area and Denmark Road Improvement Project moving forward again. The Danville City Council's Public Works Committee Tuesday night recommended approving the additional $30,835 amendment for the engineering for the project. The amendment increased the engineering costs for the project to $642,203. The full City Council will act on the amendment next week. City Engineer Sam Cole told the alderman there were changes made to the project to save costs in construction, such as with the sanitary sewer portion and staging of the construction, which with the initial bidding earlier this year caused some issues with contractors. The additional engineering costs will carry the city through the new bids being received, Cole said. He said they are working to complete the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency loan application, which should be on a January City Council agenda for aldermen to approve its submittal for the sanitary sewer work. He added again, the city could receive up to 30% principal forgiveness on the loan. If the city needs to borrow about $8 million, the city could see $2.4 million in sewer-related expenses forgiven. Previously, city officials had hoped to see about $1 million forgiven, but the project was delayed. I feel confident this gets us to the finish line, Cole said, about starting again with the process. Ward 2 Alderman Rick Strebring also asked about still working with Hanson Professional Services of Springfield, in which the city has some issues. Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. said they know our expectations. The Denmark Road Sanitary Sewer Project isn't expected to start until the second half of 2020, with the roadway work not expected until spring of 2021. The project involves construction of a sanitary sewer, realignment of Old Ottawa Road between Blue Bingville and Denmark, intersection improvements, reconstruction of the road to inside curb and gutter and sidewalk, widening along Denmark Road for a sidewalk and bike lanes, sidewalk construction, and pedestrian bridge construction. In other business Tuesday, the committee recommended authorizing establishment and distribution of another year of Danville area corporate membership and funds for Harrison Park Golf Course and to City Pool and Danville Tennis Center. Now Danville Stadium, David S. Palmer Arena, and Lincoln Lanes will be included. Corporations can purchase a membership for $1,000, and then employees can also purchase $500 family memberships to the golf course and their choice of two of the other entities, or pay more to use all of them. City employees could pay the family corporate membership costs. They also approved a contract for construction of the 2020 downtown sidewalk improvements, and they authorized reimbursement of $25,000 to the Village of Catlin for the railroad overpass transportation study as authorized by Danville Area Transportation Study. And they also approved an updated agreement with Aqua Illinois for mounting and maintenance of a communication repeater on the North Vermilion Street water tower for the city's remote lift station monitoring system. Okay, the next story is 2018 fatal robbery. Woman who admitted role gets 20 years, and this is written by Tim Dittman in Danville. A Danville woman set to stand trial Tuesday on murder charges in a March of 2018 fatal robbery decided to take a plea deal to a reduced charge for 20 years in prison. Laura Johnson, 33, pleaded guilty to armed robbery in the March 26, 2018 incident. She will get credit for 622 days already spent behind bars. Vermilion County State's Attorney Jacqueline Lacey said on that day, Johnson and her co-defendant Michael Long, who's 27, went to a mobile home in the 700 block of Mill Street in Georgetown looking to take money and drugs. Lacey said while Johnson was in a car outside, Long went inside and allegedly shot two people in the home, Kimberly George, 31, and her boyfriend Eric Stark. George died of her wounds while Stark survived. Police arrested Johnson and Long the next day, and the two confessed to the crime. Long's court case is still pending with a February trial date. As part of her plea deal, Johnson will help prosecution in Long's case. And Danville Fire remains found in burned out House ID'd in Danville, written by Mary Schenck. The Vermilion County Coroner has identified the remains of a man who died in a house fire in Danville more than a year ago. Jane McFadden said Thursday that the person found October 10th in the house in the 200 block of East 3rd Street was Timothy W. Duncan, 52, of Covington, Indiana. Mr. Duncan died from smoke and soot inhalation due to a fire at that house, McFadden said. Police were sent to the home on October 10th when someone reported finding the remains in the burnout shell of the house, which was heavily damaged by fire on November 11th of 2018. At the time, the Danville Fire Department put out the flames, but there was no information in a recent release on its firefighters searched in the house afterwards and found the body. There's a couple of cute it says Christmas concert, and there's a couple of pictures of little preschool kids. It says students gathered Tuesday evening to present the First Baptist Christian School Christmas concert. Students from all ages, all grades, sang, played the piano, or demonstrated their skills at an instrument. On the top is kindergarten and preschool students. On the front row, right to left, are Peyton Pribble, Mason Flanagan, Tristan Shaw, and Emery Maddox, and in the back row from right to left are Mackenzie Suley, Oakley Near, Jersey Smith, and Lara Hurley sing Away in the Major. And then on the right side is Kyle Rebert, who's performing with her third grade classmates. Above left is Josiah Williams, a sixth grader, playing the drums. Okay, we'll go through some community briefs. In Danville, Hoopston Urbana Library Plans Program. Hoopston Public Library and WILL-TV, Illinois Public Media, will host Daniel Tiger Holiday Family Fun at 6 p.m. tonight in the library. Kelly Blandon from WILL will be on hand, along with Miss Janelle, for an evening with Daniel Tiger. Kids will enjoy posing for photos with Daniel. Activities also will include a free family movie, Snowflake Day, cookies, and a craft. Children also will receive a free Daniel Tiger book while supplies last. Activities are geared towards children from preschool through second grade, but all are invited. And Chris, our CRIS plans giveaway. CRIS Healthy Aging Center will give away emergency meal packs and roadside kits for 100 seniors 60 and older from 9 to 2 p.m. Saturday, December 19th at 1606 Willow View Road, Suite 1E in Urbana. These items will be available to walk-ins while supply lasts, but seniors are encouraged to register ahead of time. Meal packs contain 5 non-perishable meals. Roadside kits contain jumper cables, flashlight, glow stick, emergency help sign, siphon, emergency poncho, bandages, and more. To register, contact CRIS at 217-355-1543. Just a minute left, so a calendar of some things going on today in Hoopston. Light Up McFerrin Park is from dusk to 11 p.m. and it's free. In Rossville, Christmas lights in the park from 5 to 9 p.m. The Sunrise Rotary Club is meeting as we speak. Sorry about that. Focus on Children and Families is at 10 a.m. to noon, first floor meeting room in Danville Public Library at 319 North Vermilion Street. The noon Kiwanis is at 11:45 at Old National Bank Building at 2 West Main Street. And Lions Club is at noon at Spanky's Banquet Hall at 409 East Main Street. And in Georgetown, the Georgetown Ladies Community Club is at 7 p.m. in the Georgetown Library. And in Westville, the Westville Tops is at 9:30 a.m. in the library at 233 East State Street. So that'll be it for today, Thursday, December 12th, 2019. Hope you all have a good week. Try to stay warm. I hope everybody's getting ready for Christmas. I still have a lot of shopping to do. I don't know about you, but anyway, have a good week, and hopefully I'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye.